This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Norfolk Iron and Metal, they know that there's no secret that the hiring market is incredibly competitive right now. So they're hiring. They're getting it out there. They're like many others, but this place is not quite like the others. They're looking for members to join their excellent team. Visit their website at norfolkiron.com or call their Greeley location at 970-352-6722 to find why your next job should be at Norfolk Iron and Metal. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. We're going to talk to Kyle Bell coming up, former running back for the Colorado State Rams. And when he was playing for this team, in the, what was it, the 2008, I think, they never lost to Wyoming. They lost his freshman year, but he was hurt in that one. So we're going to talk to Kyle about that, what this rivalry truly means between CSU and Wyoming. Such a cool story, you know, and the if you don't know the story, you know, look it up. It's a great trophy. It's a great thing. This is something that I think is what it's I don't know if it's the certainly not the biggest rivalry in the country, but I do love the trophy. I think, you know, the actual boot was worn in the Vietnam War by Captain Dan Romero. He was an Adams State College graduate, but he was an Army ROTC instructor at CSU between 1967 and 1969. So that boot is being honored. It's a military thing, so we can all get behind that. I was talking to Kevin Lytle yesterday. He did a story on getting that thing rebronzed, so to speak. The guy that did it, there's only one company that can do it in California. And the guy that did it said, that thing this year, if they would have picked it up, it would have broken off of its base. How bad would that be?
That'd be bad.
Whew, you win. Because they all, so what, as soon as the game's over, there's no niceties or anything. Boom, the winning team sprints through through the other team that's holding it and grabs the boot, rips it up, and it's theirs. That would be awful if you rip the boot up and it's to the point where it's so brittle that it just breaks. How awful would that have been? So they got it fixed up, and it looks wonderful again. But it's a great tradition. It's guarded by the ROTC unit of the past year's winning school during the game. So it's a phenomenal game rivalry for us in the state of Colorado. It's big. The Rams desperately needed to win that one, too, last year, because before that, Wyoming had won the last four. Coach Bobo couldn't get it done. I think he did. He get it once. I think it was it 2015. He got it once. Before that, it was McElwain got it. So it was Wyoming for the most part has kind of ran this thing. So CSU, well, the last 10 years or so, Wyoming's had more of these. So CSU, man, it would be nice for Steve Addazio if you can get this one. Plus all the pressure that's on Addazio right now. The negativity surrounding the head coach, you do wonder if, you know, if this, a game like this really settles down that fan base. 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break, get into more Broncos Cowboys. How the hell do you slow down Zeke? We'll see if we can catch up with Kyle Bell as well. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.